Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Insurance program from the Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you can save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're gonna sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with the Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Boeing union workers who build commercial planes could be hours away from a possible strike.
In a show of force, hundreds of Boeing machinists already walked off the factory floor calling for a strike. They oppose a deal agreed upon by Boeing and their union leaders that would give them a 25% wage hike over several years. If workers vote for a strike today, tomorrow they'll be off the job.
We're ready to go on strike tomorrow. No, there's not a worker on the floor that's interested in that contract.
Machinists want a 40% pay hike and their pensions to come back. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Donald Trump says he will not participate in another debate against Kamala Harris after both squared off in Philadelphia this week. Harris says Americans deserve another debate before Election Day. Idaho's Supreme Court today ruling that the trial for Brian Koberger, charged in the stabbing deaths of four college students, will be moved to Ada County near the state's capital. This is ABC News. New York City's police commissioner has resigned.
On the job just over a year, NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban is out, sending a resignation letter to City Hall effective Friday. In an internal email to the rank and file, Caban wrote, "The news around recent developments has created a distraction for our department, and I am unwilling to let my attention be on anything other than our important work or the safety of the men and women of the NYPD." That distraction, the feds raiding Caban's home last week, same for other top officials as part of a sweeping corruption probe looking for evidence of potential bribes in exchange for influence. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
A North Dakota judge has struck down the state's ban on abortion, saying the state constitution creates a fundamental right to access abortion before a fetus is viable. The state's only abortion provider was in Fargo, but in 2022, it moved a few miles to Moorhead, Minnesota, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, allowing states to ban that procedure. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from September 13th through the 16th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't miss incredible deals at Macy's One Day Sale Friday. Save on what you need to get ready for cooler weather with limited time specials so good they won't last. Like fall cardigans, 40% off. Shoes for her, 30 to 50% off. And reversible comforters, 60 to 70% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-80s. Showers and storms possible Friday night and Saturday, a little more humid for the weekend. High near 80 Saturday, sunshine in mid-80s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 82 right now.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. The Democratic vice presidential candidate back in Wisconsin tomorrow. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz holding a campaign event in Wausau Friday. The visit, Walz's third to Wisconsin in recent weeks and part of an effort to campaign in battleground states following Tuesday's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow diagnosed with cancer.
I'm still going to be at the desk. I'm still going to be working as hard as I can. My appearance may be changing a little bit, but the attitude won't.
Farrow diagnosed with a rare cancer known as mucinous adenocarcinoma. He was first elected county exec in 2015 and prior to that served in the legislature. The State Elections Commission will ask the Wisconsin legislature to fund a new office focused on election transparency. Commissioners voting 5-1 to request just under $2 million in the next state budget.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access to Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. City of Durand poll workers will be getting a raise this year. During last night's city council meeting, the council approved a $2 per hour raise to bring poll workers in the city to the average other poll workers in Pepin County receive. A look at poll worker wages shows a low of $9 an hour in Stockholm to a high of $16 an hour in the town of Frankfurt. Durand's poll workers will now be at $12.10 an hour. The co-owner of Midwest Gratis Southridge Assisted Living in Menominee settled charges of failing to report the sexual assault of a resident. Marilyn Matula pleaded no contest to a report of an adult at risk and negligent abuse or neglect of a patient as part of a plea agreement after a female resident had told the facility's case manager in 2021 that another resident had sexually assaulted her. Matula believed the contact was consensual, but employees disputed that. State law required the living facility to report the assault to the state of Wisconsin. Skylar Edquist is a suspect in the assault and had been admitted to the facility, even though he was a registered sex offender. The charges against Matula will be dismissed in 3 years if she doesn't break any more laws and does not own or manage any company that works with vulnerable adults. SkyWest Airlines is coming back to the Chippewa Valley Airport. The federal government yesterday chose SkyWest to fly out of the airport in Eau Claire for at least the next 2 years. SkyWest used to serve the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport, but left back in 2022. They are now promising daily flights to Chicago starting in December. Anyone with tickets for Sun Country flights should check with the airline, but Sun Country is promising to continue its flights to Florida from January through April of next year. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is offering grants to help increase the number of trees in urban and community areas. The agency will offer up to $100,000 to eligible nonprofits through the grant program. No matching funds are required, and applications must be turned in by October 28th. The Minnesota DNR is holding an informational session in Rochester to discuss the grants. More information on that session is available on the agency's website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
No one was injured after a house fire east of Durand at W4088 Highway B in the town of Lima yesterday. According to Durand Fire, firefighters were called to the home at around 10 a.m. and found the home had already collapsed. No one was in the home when the fire broke out. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. Authorities in Wabasha County are investigating a threat made against a school building in Plainview. Police went to the PEM78 building yesterday after the threat was posted on a Snapchat account. Students and staff were searched before they were allowed to enter the building, while officers also looked for any suspicious items or people on the school grounds. The threat is being investigated by Plainview Police and the FBI. Meanwhile, police in Eau Claire say yesterday's threat at North High School was incredible. Officers say North was one of several high schools across the country and in Wisconsin to receive a report about a threat of violence on social media. The school district sent a note home to parents that said officers quickly realized there was no danger and the school carried on with the day. No one is saying just who's responsible for the threat or if they're even inside the United States. Bloomer police are warning residents after two vehicles were stolen overnight Tuesday. According to the Bloomer Police Facebook page, both vehicles had their keys left in the vehicle when they were stolen. The police are asking any residents with outdoor cameras to check them for any suspicious activity during the overnight hours on Tuesday, and if they have any information, to contact the Chippewa County Sheriff's Department. Wisconsin's Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case against the state's election chief and decide whether she can continue to keep her job. The liberal majority court yesterday agreed to hear the case from the legislature that challenges Megan Wolf's lack of appointment to the Elections Commission. Commissioners refused to formally reappoint Wolf last year as a way to avoid a doomed confirmation vote in the state Senate. A Dane County judge says that means Wolf can continue to serve as election administrator. The legislature immediately asked the Supreme Court to take up the case, and yesterday the court agreed. The justices, however, did not set a hearing date. That means it's likely they won't decide the case until sometime next year, after both the November election and the chance for a power shift in the Wisconsin legislature. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
A small business in Wisconsin is recognized as one of the best in the nation by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Sky High Marketing in Waukesha is among 100 small businesses that the Chamber considers the best and brightest in America. More than half of those businesses generated over $1 million in revenue last year. The businesses were recognized for excellence in categories such as innovative growth, commitment to community, and customer service, among others. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Jones on Joe Gibbs Racing Return. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. As announced earlier this month, Brandon Jones is returning to Joe Gibbs Racing's Xfinity Series team in 2025, following a two-year stint at Junior Motorsports. Jones, who spent from 2018 to 2022 at JGR, shared what knowledge he's acquired and his revamped attitude.
I truly believe I'm going back to JGR as a better driver, even though the finishes don't show that. I know in my mind how hard I work at these races. I know that I've changed so much how I prep, just my body, my mindset, my knowledge of the racetracks and how to execute passes. There's just a lot that I've learned off of different people here and going in there with a clean start and to build on that.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
I can't wait to go home.
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
The Brewers and Giants play the rubber game of their series in San Francisco tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Frankie Montas gets the starting nod for the Crew, who fell to the Giants 13-2 last night. Packers wrapped up another day of workouts today as they get ready for Sunday's home opener against the Colts. Without Jordan Love, the Packers are 3-point underdogs. Last time they dropped two straight to start the season was back in 2006. Former Badger volleyball standout Lauren Carlini, who won a silver medal in the recent 2024 Summer Olympic Games, will rejoin the Badgers as an offensive analyst and strategy consultant. Carlini started Wisconsin from 2013 through 2016. She'll join the Badgers on the bench for next Tuesday's matchup against Marquette at the Kohl Center. And according to a CNBC report, former Bucks great Junior Bridgman is buying a 10% stake in the team. Bridgman played 10 seasons with the Bucks in the 70s and 80s. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Week 4 of the football season is here as we look at some of the big games on the schedule. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Believe it or not, we're nearing the halfway point of the high school football regular season as teams will head to Week 4 this weekend. The Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week features a huge showdown in the Clover Belt Conference as Division 6 top-ranked Mondovi will welcome in D5 fourth-ranked Stanley Boyd. In the Milwaukee area, Muskego versus Maguanago has become must-watch TV the last few years, and the teams often play in the postseason as well. They'll meet up Friday in Muskego. Moving west on the interstate, Verona has won the last two Big 8 titles, but Madison Memorial has looked very good this year and is looking to take control of the league on Friday. A pair of state runners-up from last year, Wrightstown in D5 and Luxembourg-Casco in D4, will face off this week. There are a couple big games in the FBA, including Fond du Lac welcoming in Kimberly and Nina traveling to Kaukauna. The Big Rivers features a trio of outstanding matchups in what is shaping up to be another nail-biting conference race. Rice Lake at Menominee, Hudson against New Richmond, and Chippewa Falls versus River Falls. Northwestern has rebounded with two straight wins, and the Tigers will take on St. Croix Falls this weekend for early control of the Heart of North Conference. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the walleyes are sliding out of the dog days, and now you can catch them. And that means using a particular technique that works really well this time of year. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says the walleyes right now are coming out of their suspended areas and they're moving on to the mid-lake structure. They're also coming out of that real deep water and they're moving up to the mid-lake structure as well. Now that mid-lake structure consists of weed lines. Deep weed lines right now is where you're going to find some walleyes hanging out. And you're also going to find them on the tips of points and on the sharp dropping edges of those points that are extending off of the shoreline. All that deep structure that you've been targeting walleyes on all summer long, that's starting to show signs that the fish have moved. He says a really good technique to catch these fish that move up to this mid-lake structure is with a spinner rig. He takes a bottom bouncer, something in the half to three-quarter ounce range, and he ties on a 36-inch leader, and then he'll put a spinner on there, usually a smaller spinner, something a size number one or number two, and then a hook that he'll attach a leech to, and he'll drag it along the edges of that structure and catch a lot of walleyes. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, wait a second, is that possible? Or am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company, and Skechers has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort. We're talking fits like Relax Fit, Arch Fit, Massage Fit, Stretch Fit, and more. And comfort features like Skechers' exclusive world-famous air-cooled memory foam. Or hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, just like that. No touching your shoes, no bending down. Come on, how comfortable is that? Now, if you still don't believe me, and you don't understand how Skechers put the S in comfort, there's only one thing left to do. Go try your own pair of Skechers. See for yourself how Skechers put the S in comfort. Find Skechers, including slip-ins, at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-80s. Showers and storms possible Friday night and Saturday, a little more humid for the weekend. High near 80 Saturday, sunshine in mid-80s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 82 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we take a look at what happened today, report day, this much anticipated report. But did, like one farmer said, did somebody hit a giant pin and let the air out of that balloon? We're going to find out kind of the full picture of this report as we break it down during today's event in our show. Of course, we've been broadcasting from Husker Harvest Days, which will wrap up later today, just west of Grand Island. Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And as we take a look, let's talk, first of all, you and I talked about this on the midday report a little bit, but just a smidge of an increase. But that kind of was a help on this, what we saw in this December corn market. What is your takeaway, and as you look specifically first at the corn market?
Yeah, specifically on the corn, Susan, I went back after midday and tried to look and see where did we lose the 210 or so million bushels of corn ending stocks since June for 23-24 marketing year, because that slight increase in national yield was more than offset with a reduction in old crop carryover. And that allowed us to actually go down almost 20 million bushels in ending stocks for 24-25 versus last month. So it's not because of total production. The production number of last year's crop is still the same. It's really all about total use. Total use has gone from 14.7 billion bushels up to 14.92 billion bushels. And so we really do have that's a 4.6% increase in total use of old crop. And so it really should take the pressure off of cash basis. I was actually talking to a client just before we went on air here from central west Nebraska, talking about the cash basis and how he was spot bid right now for October, November delivery. And I think we're going to start to see maybe a different look in cash basis in corn in key areas of the Corn Belt, especially where farmer selling has been heavy and where the yields are not as good. So say a state like Ohio that saw a yield reduction today, I would expect to see those basis levels start to go up relatively immediately at this stage because of this big drop in old crop stocks. And the other thing this does is it takes the pressure, in my opinion, off of the grain stocks report at the end of the month. And I think that's really, really important. And I'll finish with this. Before the report, the thing that I've been pushing hard with clients, I'm not heavily sold at all on 24 corn. I'm very heavily sold on 24 beans. That was based upon supply-demand fundamentals in the world and also tight supply-demand fundamentals in the wheat. And so could we break free from the 2014 model year where the beans lead us lower into the end of September and then make a low around the 1st of October like we did in 2014. Was there anything that changed today when it came in respect to the corn when it came to that? And I would say no. In fact, the world stocks to use levels, the leftover supply after usage is factored in for corn in the world, dropped today to 25.3%. That's a 10-year low. So now we have world wheat stocks to use and world corn stocks to use, both sitting at 10-year lows, with us holding a substantial portion of those supplies.
So corn and wheat kind of are kind of married at the hip a little bit. Did you find it a surprise? There was a big cut that came in the European Union production.
No, and I'm glad USDA did that, because it was a glaring situation when it came right down to it. And you and I have talked a lot about how the European Paris market is a leader in the wheat market and to a lesser degree in the corn market when it comes to the overall low potential for our wheat in Chicago. I still think that's very much in play after today's report. The European reduction was offset partially by an increase in Australia. I had an increase in Australia on my estimates as well. So I feel like the wheat number from what USDA did, both domestically and globally, were very much in line with my expectations. I'm still a lot lower on U.S. ending stocks for wheat because I just don't think we did as good a yields as we did that USDA is promoting, but I'm not going to ride that horse. That's a horse that you don't want to ride this time of year. Having said that, I do think wheat is really trying to make a seasonal low right now in soft red in the European markets, and I think it could last all the way to the holidays. And I think the biggest thing that happened today maybe was not the USDA numbers, but was that we had news again that a Ukrainian grain ship may have been struck by a Russian missile. That came out early on. And so I do think the general tendency of declining global wheat supplies that will pressure this market, that story has ended at this point. And I think we can see some more reductions in some key countries in the coming months if their droughts don't let up.
And I want to talk more about that from a geopolitical coming up. But let's look at Ukraine and Brazil. They didn't do any changing to those corn numbers.
No, I think USDA has a lot more work to do on reducing the 24 Ukraine corn crop and the 23 Brazil corn crop. We saw it very glaringly this morning when CONAB came out again with their old crop and new crop estimates. They kept 23-24 corn production for the country below 116 million metric tons. And USDA did not make a change today from their 122 million metric tons. And when I saw that, and I didn't see the reaction in the corn between the because of the big increase in demand from old crop, and then what they did in the world corn number, and they actually took our stocks to use levels down because of increasing demand, I was surprised initially that the corn was the leader to the downside. But then I thought about it, and I thought, of course, this report was probably going to be almost all about U.S. corn yield and U.S. bean yield. We didn't see the bean yield change. It didn't go up like the corn yield did. And I think that activated the bean corn buy-sell spreading. I don't think that can last very long, though, because of these global fundamentals.
All right. We got a lot to talk about as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. Of course, we are broadcasting today from Husker Harvest Days. And a big thank you to Lashlander Recreational Brokers for the use of the Ag Studio here at Husker Harvest Days. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. We haven't really dived into the soybeans, but we're going to talk as well about these global pressures that are going to continue to build up. The Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell from Husker Harvest Days. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. Again, a big shout out and thank you to Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers for the Ag Studio here at Husker Harvest Days. Our conversation does continue with Mike Zuzulow, Mike with Global Commodity Analytics. We talked a little corn, we talked a little wheat. Let's look at the soybean side of today's numbers. Did you see any surprises?
Not a lot of surprises, but I think the trade was very relieved, as we talked about in part one, not to see that yield increase in soybeans like we did in corn. And I think that really ignited some short covering. I think the other thing that maybe allowed them in the trade in the futures market to feel better about the soybeans was not only did we have very strong weekly export sales with China taking on about 65% of the total. And so that rumor that the Chinese had been in for many, many cargoes of beans, that's now been confirmed. But the other thing, too, is we didn't see any kind of slippage in terms of China's import number for 24-25. That's something I'm still very nervous about. But USDA kept it at 109 million metric tons today, Susan. And I think the trade, and me included, very nervous about that just because of the fact that China's been buying so much more Brazilian beans than the U.S. beans, and we were nervous about that maybe coming down. Having said that, I just can't get away from the fact that U.S. ending stocks of beans at 550 million, that's second highest only to 2018 when it was, I think, around 900 million, 800, 900 million bushels. And then when you look at the world ending stocks, you're looking at a record level of ending stocks. You're looking at a record level of stocks to use ratios for world soybeans if you go back to 1994, so kind of the modern era. So you can't get around the idea that we're going to have plenty of soybeans. And we heard today for the first time from the Rosario Grains Exchange in Argentina something that you and I think have talked about, and that is that this drought continues in South America, both Brazil and Argentina. We'll probably lose corn acres to soybeans, and Argentina's grain exchange is already talking about that exact same thing happening now with the weather still being very dry in some key areas and provinces of Argentina. So I will say before the report, I was fearful that the beans were the leader to the downside. I would say after today's report, I still have that fear that if we're going to go lower like 2014, it's probably going to be the soybeans that do it.
So is there still concerns and worries as we look at the straw fires that are taking place in South America?
Yeah, very much so. And I would say, too, also, when I look at some of the higher dollar subscriptions that I buy for weather that goes out past 14 days, goes out 30, 45 days, that is updated essentially four times every 24 hours, we still have a model split that come the early mid part of October, Mato Grosso, Center West Brazil, which is really the crucial area for corn, is probably going to see a recovery and a change in the potential for the crop weather and maybe a pattern change on the European model. But the GFS model is remaining very dry through mid-October. So I think after today's report, these world stocks to use levels and the fact that I doubt we'll see much of a yield increase here at this point from USDA after this month's report, especially for the corn, I think we're probably looking at more of a world picture as we get into October. And that means South American weather probably takes a higher level of importance to the trade, especially between now and the end of this month.
And all that chatter yesterday about oats nose, is it still trying to tell us something in this trade going forward?
You know, I really think so. And I also would say, look at what made a new record high today after the PPI data came out today and the CPI data came out yesterday. Gold made a brand new fresh record high. Geopolitics and inflation are not going anywhere. And I think the gold market really knows that. And that's where it is, the safe haven for both finances as well as geopolitics and fears about what may happen in the coming months. The biggest thing going forward now is not necessarily the Federal Reserve. I think that 25-point cut in the rate next week is kind of baked in, and the trade feels good about that. I think the biggest issue is, does the dollar become a safe haven buy again ahead of the U.S. election and or because of the geopolitics? And that, again, is why I like the wheat so much. It's, a very good bridge between the crude oil, the copper, and those macro commodity fundamentals.
All right, real quick, we got to talk cattle. Can we do this again tomorrow and have 3 days in a row of green on the screen?
I think we can if the stock market keeps going higher. I really think that's the demand and consumption barometer and the canary in the coal mine. And if we can do that again to end the week, we may shape up and have a nice weekly close.
What do you think is going to happen real quick? Because we have a few more seconds here. Overnight trade. Where could we see this market move?
I would be surprised if the corn didn't pick up more steam. Maybe not tonight, but as we closed out the week, because of the way that September closed up about 6.5-7 cents. I think that's real crucial as they go off the board tomorrow.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Mike?
GlobalComResearch.com. It's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com.
All right. Mike Zuzulo joining us today. He is with Global Commodity Analytics as we broadcast once again from Husker Harvest Days. We're getting ready to wrap up our year at the show as things move forward and get ready to close. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Whatever your industry or service, we know running your own business is a point of pride. Pride in serving the community and pride in building something greater. And at Wisconsin Credit Union, we take pride in helping you achieve it. By offering everything from business accounts to ACH services, business remote deposit and card processing. We also provide the latest online and mobile banking services to save you even more time. And because investing in your business is key to growing it, we provide great rates and fast local decision-making on loans. We even offer the convenience of applying for our Business Express loans online. But what truly sets us apart is the level of personal attention you'll receive from Wisconsin loan officers who really know the local business climate. Because, like you, we're also proud to be a part of it. To find out more about our business loans and services, just stop in or visit our website. Wisconsin Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender. Member eligibility required. Member NCUA.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Get the details at firestoneag.com. Well, the USDA reported that overall farm income wasn't going to be down as much in 2024. The most recent Purdue CME Ag Economy Barometer shows farmers are feeling the pinch nonetheless. I'll have the details when we return.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at firestoneag.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
In a sharp reversal from July, the August Ag Economy Barometer, released this week by the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, shows farmer sentiment has taken a swan dive. The index of current conditions dropped 17 points, landing at 83, while the index of future expectations fell 11 points to 108. This decline takes farmer sentiment back to levels not seen since 2015-2016, a time when farm incomes were under significant pressure. The recent downturn in crop prices seems to be the main driver behind this shift, with producers feeling the impact of weaker income prospects heading into the fall harvest. One of the most striking changes in this month's survey is the growing concern over commodity prices. 30% of respondents now cite lower crop prices as their top worry, nearly overtaking high input costs, which remain the leading concern for 33% of farmers. Just over a year ago, only 20% pointed to commodity prices as a top issue, but the last 12 months have seen substantial declines in row crop prices. At the same time, concerns over rising interest rates have eased somewhat, with only 17% of respondents citing interest rates as their main concern. That's down from 24% a year ago. The Farm Financial Performance Index also took a hit in August, dropping 9 points from July and reaching its lowest level since July of 2020, with a weaker outlook for financial performance, it's no surprise that the Farm Capital Investment Index also fell. It was down 7 points to 31, and this marks the lowest reading for capital investment sentiment in over a year, reflecting farmers' hesitation to make big investments in the current economic climate. The short-term Farmland Value Expectations Index dropped 13 points this month to 105. More farmers are now expecting farmland values to decline over the next year, with 24% predicting lower values. That's up from 13% in July. I'll have more from the Purdue CME Ag Economy Barometer when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Yes, the August update to Purdue's Ag Economy Barometer showed that the long downturn in grain and oilseed prices is taking its toll on farmers' economic outlook. Dr. Jim Mintert, the survey author, said he expects to see growing concerns about farm profitability through the remainder of 2024. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Learn more at FirestoneAg.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 60. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, high mid-80s. Showers and storms possible Friday night and Saturday, a little more humid for the weekend. High near 80 Saturday, sunshine in mid-80s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 82 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. Taste of love, oh, bittersweet. still remember when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Like a daytime campfire burn, and the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again a night of lullaby.
Place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind
ocean. If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by
and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again. And I
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Stands. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yeah, sometimes late at night on your radio, even though you're a million miles away. When you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my old Jeep? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday.
Done it to me, huh?